All right, Israel has held to their word, and they have carried out retaliatory strikes against Iran. Iran is now threatening to retaliate against Israel, and Israel is warning Iran, do not respond to these attacks. So what's going to happen with this? Is this going to cool off, or is it only going to heat up? We've got all the latest updates on what's going on in the Middle East. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, everybody? It is Saturday, October 26th. This is End Time Headlines, and we've got a quick update. I don't want to spend a lot of your time. I know it's the weekend. Most people are with their families, watching college football, going to fall festivities, and so on and so forth. But we do have a Middle East update we want to relay to you. Before we get started, guys, can you help me out? Get this message out there on the algorithm. Help us by hitting that like button. And if you guys love our content and like to keep up with more of what we're doing on these platforms like YouTube and Rumble, can you go ahead and hit that bell notification, hit that subscribe button. We love to hear from you guys on Apple and Spotify. If you enjoy our content, please help us out by giving us a good review, and that'll help us spread the word there as well. So I want to get you up to par. As we said at the opening introduction of this, Israel has held to their word. I want to show you this. This is from Fox News. Israel begins retaliatory strikes against Iran following missile barrage targeting Israelis. The U.S. official says that President Biden was briefed on the strikes closely following the developments. We want to get you the latest on this. So I'm going to read this. This again, this is from FoxNews.com. Other sources verify this as well. And what is now called the largest attack by Israel on Iran in history, Jerusalem on Friday launched a wave of retaliatory airstrikes against Iran after the Islamic Republic fired a barrage of missiles towards Israelis earlier this month. According to local Israeli news outlet Channel 12, they reported that a direct attack on Iran Local Israeli news outlet Channel 12 reported that in a direct attack on Iran, Israel reportedly sent 140 Air Force planes to the skies for the assault that had reportedly targeted military facilities containing missile exports, drones, ballistic missile transmitters, and Iran's air defense systems. The local outlet further reported that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps headquarters in Tehran was also struck by strikes. The report goes on to say that explosions were first heard near Iran's capital of Tehran and nearby other locations as well. Quote, in response to months of continuous attacks from the regime in Iran against the state of Israel, right now the Israeli Defense Force forces are conducting precise strikes on military targets in Iran. And again, guys, this transpired yesterday. This was according to a statement from the Israeli Defense Forces. Quote, the regime in Iran and its proxies in the region have been relentlessly attacking Israel since October 7th on seven fronts, including direct attacks from Iranian soil. Like every other sovereign country in the world, the state of Israel has the right and the duty to respond. Our defensive and offensive capabilities are fully mobilized. We will do whatever necessary to defend the state of Israel and the public of Israel. Excuse me, and the people of Israel. And here's another report, guys, from MSN. Israel limited its attack on Iran, quote, hoping to ease tensions for now. The report cites that the exact scope of the four-hour wave of strikes by Israeli warplanes was still being assessed, but there was no immediate word of mass casualties, and reports indicated that military strikes were the only targets, not Iran's oil fields or nuclear research labs, suggesting that Israel had opted for a measured retaliation for Tehran's barrage of missiles on October 1st. This would also, this would mean that Netanyahu kept his word to the White House and the Biden administration. We talked about how they had a discussion where in which Biden pleaded with Netanyahu to not target Iran's nuclear facilities nor their oil facilities. And Netanyahu allegedly gave the word that he would not do such. And it looks, at least it appears at this point, that he kept his word. According to an Israeli official who commented on this, he stated that around 20 targets were struck. Military analysts and diplomats who had been bracing for the possibility of a more widespread and devastating blow expressed hope that tensions could ease for at least now. Let me know what you guys think in the chat, in the comments. Do you believe that this is going to de-escalate? Do you believe that this is going to defuse the situation, or will Iran counter with strikes? Now, I want to show you this report as well. This is from the Jerusalem Post. I thought this was interesting. Israel sent a message to Iran on Friday before its retaliatory strikes. Now, look at this, warning the Iranians not to respond. So before they even carried out the strike, according to the Jerusalem Post and other sources, they have already warned Israel to not respond. According to three sources familiar with the matter, the Israeli message aimed to limit the ongoing exchange of attacks between Israel and Iran and prevent wider escalations. U.S. and Israeli officials reported that the three waves of attacks took place again on Saturday morning local time. They later named this, quote, Operation Days of Repentance. That's very interesting. Again, more details on this. The first wave targeted Iran's air defense system. The second and third focused on missile and drone bases and weapons production sites. Iran has claimed it thwarted the Israeli attack with only, quote, limited damage reported to military targets. Israeli officials stated that the strikes were indeed in retaliation. The Israeli message was conveyed to the Iranians through several third-party sources, added, quote, the Israelis made it clear to the Iranians what they were going to target and what they were not. According to one source, two additional sources said that Israel warned Iran not to respond, stressing that further retaliation from Iran would trigger a large Israeli response, especially if Israel's civilians were harmed. I would love to hear from you guys. Let me know in the comments. Type in if you believe that Iran is going to respond. I want you to type yes. If you don't, type no. We always love to hear feedback. I do want to show you this, though. This is from the Times of Israel. Quote, Iran says it has the duty to defend itself. This is following the Israeli strikes and claiming that at least two of their soldiers were killed. According to this source, Iran said that it was obligated to defend itself even after it was threatened not to respond. This comes again after Israel conducted strikes on its military targets throughout the Islamic Republic. Iran's foreign ministry said in a statement, quote, Iran has the right and the duty to defend itself against foreign acts of aggression. They cited Article 51 of the United Nations Charter. However, the regime did not immediately vow to respond. And again, Israel indicated that it was braced for a potential Iranian response, but warned against it. Quote, if the regime in Iran were to make the mistake of beginning a new round of escalation, we will be obligated to respond. This is according to the Israeli Defense Forces spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, who stated on Saturday morning that after the four-hour operation was completed. And guys, I do want to show you this. And again, this is the source of this. The source of this is the Times of Israel. And just like we said earlier, it says here, Israel did not target nuclear oil facilities, heeding pressure from the Biden administration. So this is interesting. What do y'all think about this, too? Do you think it's interesting that Netanyahu seems to be being pressured by the U.S. Biden administration, who's putting pressure on him to not attack again the nuclear facilities or the oil facilities? Now, is this surprising? Because remember, Netanyahu said that we're going to do what's best for our nation. It's going to be interesting to see how this thing unfolds. And again, I'd love to hear from you. What do you think is going to happen? And about, what is it? What are we, 11 days now, 12 days from the election? If the If Trump wins the election, if Donald Trump wins the election, becomes the next president of the United States, do you guys think this is going to change? Do you think Benjamin Netanyahu will further this war? Will he then target oil facilities? Will he then target the nuclear facilities, or will he kind of just sit back and see how Iran's going to respond? So it's going to be interesting to see how things unfold in the next 2 weeks. The world is holding its breath, guys. Number one, it's going to be interesting to see how and if Iran does respond. And number two, it's going to be interesting to see how and if they do respond, how will Netanyahu and Israel respond on this second attack? Will it be more aggressive? Will it this time target one of those two locations? Will they go for the oil facilities, or will they go for the nuclear facilities, or will they wait until after the presidential election to see how this thing goes? And let me just throw this out there, guys, for a point of conversation. What if Kamala Harris wins the election? What do you think this means for Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu? I'd love to hear from you in the comments, in the chat. Does this mean that there'll be further tensions between the U.S. and Israel? Do you believe that this could even lead to possible sanctions from the United States against Israel if Israel continues to carry out these strikes? Most people believe this is just going to continue to boil over. It's going to continue to spread. It's going to increase territories. It's already across seven fronts, and it's only going to expand. Remember, we got to keep in mind there's already been threats from the likes of Erdogan in Turkey. There's been threats of Russia. From Russia, there's been threats from even Saudi Arabia has now gotten involved in this. So you've got all these other nations being involved in this. And, you know, is this escalating? And will this spill over into something that's prophetic in nature, maybe even pulling Syria into it, which would result in the fulfillment of Isaiah 17, where Damascus would become a ruinous heap? Back to this article, the Washington Post quoted an informed source as saying the strike was designed to minimize casualties and allow Tehran to deny any major damage, preventing an escalation between the countries. Iran indeed appeared to downplay Israel's strikes, with a source quoted by state media denying the Israeli Defense Forces announcement that dozens of fighter jets had taken part in the retaliatory attack. The reports alleging that 100 Israeli military planes have had a role in the strike are also complete lies. Again, this is according to a source quoted as saying by Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency. They said that, quote, as Israel is seeking to overplay its weak attack. The report also claimed that Israeli jets did not cross into Iranian airspace during the strikes and that they caused only, quote, limited damage. Washington and London said that they back Israel's right to defend itself after Iran's attack on October 1st, while calling on Iran to de-escalate. But guys, I want to ask you a question. How long are they going to tolerate this? Because they keep going back to October, the attack on October 1st. And then, of course, last year's the major attack that happened back in October of last year by Hamas. And America and Britain is stating that Israel has the right to defend themselves. But you have to ask yourself, how long is America and Britain and France and other nations going to remain patient and tolerant with this? Tolerant. Because what's going to happen when these massive protests rise up and the anti-Semitism continues to rise and increase, and there's especially under political pressure, howbeit here in America. Do you think the tune is going to change? Do you think they're going to get to a point where, you know what, you know, for a while, we kind of turned a blind eye to this because you have a right to defend yourself, but now it's gone too far. Let me know your thoughts on that. Do you think they're, do you think American politicians, British politicians, and outside of American interest, other nations, are they going to draw a red line? And now, and why do I say that? Because again, we got to remember eventually, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know it's going to happen, that the nations of the world will eventually turn their back on Israel. They will become hostile towards Israel. They will demand Israel lay down their arms in the name of peace. And this is going to happen. Zechariah talks about this. Joel talks about this. So it's not a matter of if, but when this happens. So in closing, guys, again, I didn't want to take a lot of time today, but I did want to get this update out there. In closing, this is now being called the largest attack by Israel on Iran, aka Persia, in history. So this is already historical in nature. And again, it's going to be interesting to see who's going to, what's the checkmate from here? Who's going to make the next move? Will Iran retaliate? And if and when they do, how will Israel respond? And again, how is the election going to play a role in this? What kind of pressure is going to come from Washington? And again, depending on who is elected as president. So we got a lot to keep an eye on in the next coming couple of weeks as the Middle East continues to spiral out of control. And while everybody's focused on that, remember, we meanwhile, in Europe, we've got some stuff unfolding there that a lot of analysts and experts are saying is the makings of literally of World War III, with foreign nations getting involved in the war between Russia and Ukraine. So we're going to keep you up to speed with that as well when we get new information on that. But we're going to go ahead and let you go for this weekend. Again, guys, appreciate you so much. Thank you for coming on, taking the time on this Saturday, October 26th. Again, do us a favor, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. Help us get the word out. And again, if you've not downloaded our free app, we always love for you to swing by your Play Store, Apple, Android, whatever your device is. Download it today. Hit yes to push notifications. It's going to be a great benefit to you to keep up with everything we're doing here at End Time Headlines. And as always, we want to give you the opportunity, guys. We don't sell any of these podcasts. We don't charge. We don't have a subscription fee. Our app is free. No merchandise. Everything is free. We just ask if this ministry blesses you and you'd like to, if you'd like to give back, sow back into this ministry, or better yet, partner with us on a monthly basis. There's several ways you can do that. You can give electronically through the app, through the website, or right there on YouTube. There's a support link at the top. It's in bold letters where it says support. You can just click on that link. Or if you wish to give by check or money order for you guys that are listening by Apple or by Spotify or watching, it's right there on your screen. You can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So we love you guys. We appreciate you. We will be signing off for this weekend. Unless something major happens over this weekend, guys, we plan on not being back here until Monday night. And of course, most of you guys know this, but if you don't, we will be here Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, this is for our main show where we get all of our church family together and we pray. We're going to pray for our country. We're going to pray for your nation, your country. We're going to pray for your people. We're going to pray for one another. We're going to pray for situations. We just come together as a corporate body and seek the face of God in prayer, intercession. If you're listening by Apple or Spotify, you're listening or you're watching by Rumble, or any other outside source outside of YouTube, we want to encourage you to come over here and subscribe to our YouTube channel. So that way you can be a part of this. Again, this is every Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on our channel. And of course, Monday afternoon, usually typically we've been doing these 2 p.m. Eastern midday reports. We give you these short 20, 30 minute reports on some news and headlines that we believe that pertains to the information that you need to know. And we give it to you from a biblical perspective. So if you enjoy those as well, you're going to get all that when you subscribe to our channel. And that's why we want to encourage you to keep doing that. So we're going to sign off for tonight. We'll see you guys right back here on Monday. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.